God, sing praises to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds, by his name Lord, and rejoice before him, a father of the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading, printed in your bulletin, is from from John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy. And Victor.
Thank you, Joe. Again, thank you for coming to worship with us this morning. I trust that the Lord, our Lord, has blessed you this week. Why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 70, Holy, 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 and we'll sing the first and the fourth stanzas. Song always reminds me of that verse, we are holy because he is holy. Amen. Why don't we turn to almost the beginning of book, number 2, Love Divine, for our second hymn. Number 2, Love Divine. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee. Lost in wonder, love, and praise. And our last hymn is going to be number 376, Take Time to Be Holy. And why don't we all rise as we sing our last song, number 376.
Take time to be holy, speak up with thy Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Vagrants of God's children, help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek. Verse 4, take time to be holy. calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Was led by his spirit to fountains of love. Thou soon shalt be fitted for service above. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much. We again rejoice in the fact that last week we have one of those Excel celebrations where the body of Christ was rewarded, not just one man, but the whole team. And I have somebody very kindly, Pastor Missionary Avila, took a picture of Maria and Greg and my wife and myself. And it was a great moment when they called Greg to me. I was almost stepped in to call him. And when they called him, I never felt so blessed to know that the church will continue. And I don't found this place for me. I found this place for the Lord. And I was so blessed. And I put it in the Facebook. And I got hundreds of calls and compliments that the work has been done right, they said. Because it's not the work about a man, but the work about the Lord. So thank you, ladies, for the great work you did on the celebration. The food was good, don't we? All right. The food was good. I even get twice. All right. And my pain is gone, so it's good. I tell you how. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we remember in chapter 29 in the book of Chronicles, as I read in the morning, I'm impressed of the things that happened in the Old Testament. And chapter 29 in Chronicles tell us that Hezekiah, the king and the princes, command the people of God, the pastors, the Levites, to sing praises unto the Lord with the words of David, with the Psalms, and of Asaph, the seer. And what called my attention, Father, is that they sung praises with gladness, and they bowed their head and worship. They sung praises with gladness. Heavenly Father, we come to you with praises of gladness. In spite of our trials, in spite of our physical handicaps, in spite of our emotional circumstances, we want to sing praises with gladness. You are our God, and we are your children by your mercy and grace, and that makes me glad. We look forward today to hear your word, to hear your counsel. Cause us to take in the spiritual food that comes from your word, and cause us to apply it to our life. Heavenly Father, I was told doctors do the treatment, and you, Father, do the healing. So we are encouraged to pray. And we pray for Maida Kohn. We saw her 2 or 3 Sundays ago. Thank you, Lord, that she's improving. For Joshua Yalde, that one day he's walking free. For Dwight Forsee in this very difficult moment of recuperation, and for the development of his business. And Lord, we pray for Rebecca as she takes the load of the whole responsibility of the business and the husband. And as I've been in touch with them daily, Father, I'm just impressed the strength you have given to Rebecca, and I thank you, Father. We pray for Mrs. Vutone from the Informed Choice Ministry, for Ed Hernandez, who suffered in a stroke, and we pray for his wife and for Thelma and Albert as they help, for the Lueling family who are now in Los Banos, but they love our church, and we love them, and we pray that they will feeling well. For Raquel and the hearing difficulties as we're trying to fine-tune and improve her hearing. For Ramil Yalde, for the gland difficulties that you make him free. Lord, we want to thank you for Bob's return after a long trip, and we pray that you bless him now as he planned to move on and stay here at home. We pray for those in Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. And Lord, now we learned yesterday of this storm in coming to America, and we pray for the people of Louisiana, Father, that you bless them, that they will have assistance, and that they will have the comfort. We bring our missionaries into your presence. Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano, Marta Poretti, Carol and Ruth Knott, Jose and Diane Avila, the Informed Choices, Daniel Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis, and our mission ambassador. Father, we pray for the pastor that he may continue and be strong and have a supply to be there. God, we can say this aloud, you have prospered us. Yes, you have. So we give for the ministry of the gospel at BBC with joy. So thank you for the listeners also who, without asking, they bring offerings to us. Thank you, Father. We ask you to bless the offering and bless the giver. And when all is done, we will be careful to give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thanks very much, choir. And will you take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Joshua? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 290. We will be reading Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your written word, your word that declares that whatever things were written before in the Old Testament were written for our learning, so that through the patience and comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. We thank you for your great faithfulness noted in the historical narratives in Scripture. We are grateful we live in a time when the Scriptures are complete and can know with assurance the victory you have secured for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of faith and will forever praise and thank you for such a great salvation. There will be some listening here and on the radio and internet and CD who do not know you. We pray, Father, that they would turn from the sin of unbelief and choose eternal life. By faith, we know that can come only through believing and following the person and work of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. We thank you for his faithfulness in the preaching of the word. Bless him as he comes to deliver the message from the scriptures titled, "It is time to make up your mind." Bless us with understanding and help us to be doers of the word. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?